Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Well, as you heard, a new accommodation strategy for international protection applicants has been announced by Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman. It'll see a move away from a full reliance on private providers towards state-owned accommodation, delivering 14,000 state-owned beds by 2028, says the government. Separately, Justice Minister Helen McEntee has said that joining a new EU pact on migration and asylum will create legally binding timeframes for making quicker decisions on international protection applications and appeals. Well, to discuss this further, I'm joined by Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley and by Michael McNamara, who's independent TD for Clare. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Michael McNamara, first of all. This new plan, which will see state lands provided to bring accommodation on stream through renovation and rapid builds, they say, medium and large properties bought, and planning exemptions as well to allow for the conversion of empty office blocks. Is it a good plan?
Look, I welcome the move away from private accommodation, which has turned a lot of hoteliers and other property owners into millionaires, to state-owned property. I mean, that is to be welcomed. The planning exemption part, which you mentioned, I think is problematic. I mean, there's no other area where you can have a permanent development put up beside you, or a development changed for permanent use, which is, I understand, what's envisaged by this, without any consultation with public or with their representatives. I mean, if you wanted to build an office block, if you wanted to change an office block into a nursing home, into a hospital, if you want to provide traveller accommodation, regardless of what use you want to change something mm-hmm. to, there will have to be consultation. There's no consultation envisaged by this, and I think that's going to create resentment. People are going to feel it's foisted upon them.
The planning exemption then, is it for the change of use of commercial buildings, or is it also for the modular developments?
It's not clear to me. I mean, we haven't seen any granular detail. I certainly haven't seen any legislation that's been proposed by this.
I might ask Timmy Dooley
in any
on
event
that.
Once,
can I just get clarification from Timmy Dooley, who's the government spokesperson here? What about the exemption on planning, Timmy?
Well, I don't have any more detail than Michael or anybody else has based on the publication today. I don't disagree with Michael. I think there will have to be a level of consultation. We've seen where there is no consultation, that it certainly causes considerable resentment. I do think, though, it's important that we move away, as Michael has rightly identified, from the current model. It's not working. Mm-hmm. It has been haphazard. I get it was an emergency response, but it's appropriate now that we look to a medium to long-term solution, because what the impact that it has had on communities, and impact that it has had on tourism, and quite frankly, the impact that it has on those seeking asylum, has been just disastrous in many cases. Michael and I are familiar with what has happened in parts of our county where there's effectively no tourism beds anymore, and people are just have turned hotels and other accommodation facilities into accommodation centres for those seeking asylum. And whilst that's the appropriate thing to do to provide the accommodation, it has had a very, very negative impact on those communities with that level of concentration. So it is important.
So can I put this to you? Consultation is important, you say. But the government says, your government says, it will extend planning exemptions to allow for the conversion of commercial properties to international protection accommodation. So where does that leave consultation with the public?
There's a balance to be struck. There's a balance to be struck in terms of having appropriate level of consultation with the community, but there's also a balance to be struck in terms of getting people off the streets. We see a situation that has developed, which we nightly see on our television screens, of people on the streets in Dublin, effectively, you know, using the public street as a toilet. That's not acceptable for the communities in which they're in, and it's not acceptable for those seeking asylum.
So hang on a second. So this new development will be used to accommodate single males who are international applicants. Is that right?
My understanding is that it will be used to seek or to provide accommodation for those who are seeking asylum.
Yeah, but single males
regardless
as
well. Those who seek asylum, whether they're single males, whether they're families, whether they're females, I don't think it will differentiate.
Okay, I thought IPAS was differentiating, Michael, no?
In this announcement today, I'm not aware of that they're differentiating in this announcement today.
No, I thought they were previously. They announced that they couldn't accommodate single males.
Yeah, but they're saying that they're going to move away. I mean, I don't see any differentiation in the announcement today between accommodation for single males or for females or for families or family units. I don't see a differentiation.
So we can perhaps see clarification from government on that, since neither of you know for sure. Can I ask?
It's meant to be a comprehensive response to move away from the crisis-led approach to having a more comprehensive response to those who come to the country to seek asylum. And my assumption based on that is that it will attempt to provide the appropriate level of accommodation for those that are seeking asylum. And we can deal with the other bit later on in terms of what's being done to try to reduce the level of numbers coming to the country.
What about the plan to build modular homes, Michael McNamara? Is that that was mooted some time ago. Is it time the government got on and progressed that?
Look, I mean, in many respects, this announcement today seems to be a rehash of the programme for government and a re-announcement of the programme for government, which is now more than 4 years old. There was a lot of promise of modular homes, both in terms of providing accommodation to beneficiaries of temporary protection, i.e. Ukrainians, asylum seekers, but also people in the long term on the social housing list. And I mean, there are about 2,700 families on the social housing list in Clare, twice that in Limerick, over 7,000 in Cork County. All these modular homes are being talked about for a very long time. They were being talked about before this government was formed. Mm-hmm. We're talked about when this government was formed, and we're still not seeing them. So, forgive me for being slightly sceptical about modular homes. I mean, Leo Varadkar, when he was, still is Taoiseach, sort of acknowledged that these modular homes were not turning out to be the magic bullet that had been promised or had been envisaged.
So, Timmy, why has it taken so long?
Well, through various difficulties, I suppose, over the time, procurement being one of the bigger issues and significant delays. Reality is now there's a plan in place. I'm hopeful that it can move quickly, that we get the people who are seeking international protection out of the hotels and guest houses and allow those to go back, in my view, to provide for the tourism potential of the areas that exist. Try to get those that are in my view, inappropriate locations that are impacting on the lives of the people in the communities who don't have a hotel anymore, or indeed having people in isolated rural areas who, quite frankly, from their own perspective, as asylum seekers, are not appropriately housed, so that we get back to some level of normality.
Okay, can I ask you about? Sorry for cutting across. Can I ask you about state-owned accommodation centres, which will be upgraded to reception and integration centres, like Athlone and Knocklisheen on the Clare Limerick border? They'll be the first to be upgraded. That's in your constituency. Do you welcome that?
Knocklisheen is a fine facility, and it has worked really well over a long number of years. We found a situation last year where the demand had increased, and it was used to house those seeking international protection in tents in really cold weather. And I don't think that was necessarily appropriate. So I visited the facility on a number of occasions in the last 12 months, and there's no doubt it needs an upgrade, and it needs to meet an appropriate standard. Having people in tents in freezing cold conditions is not appropriate. And I think there are other centres like that could be located in other parts of the country. The experience for the people of the Meelic area and that kind of region between Clare and Limerick, I think, can only be seen as having had a positive influence from both those seeking protection and those who lived in the community.
And direct provision centres, Timmy, are to be upgraded as well as part of this plan. I thought there was a plan to end direct provision as a model.
Yeah, there was. And obviously that is a long-term goal. But when you see the level that we're dealing with at the minute, I mean, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, nobody would have expected Ireland to have had to open up to 100,000 Ukrainian people. So we still have a shortage of housing and a shortage of accommodation in the country. So whilst the aim might well be to move away from direct provision, I think it would be foolhardy to try to suggest that you can do that in the short term. But of course, the long-term ambition would be that you could move away from that that type of accommodation.
Do you agree, Michael?
Sorry,
that the promise to end direct provision is no longer sustainable as a promise, given the numbers coming to the country.
It does appear to be the case. I mean, the difficulty with direct provision is and has always been the length of time that people are in direct provision centres. I mean, the whole idea of the asylum system, which and the reform of the asylum system that was brought about at an EU level, is that it should be fast. I mean, it should be, there's a two-track or a two-part process. But in Ireland, for reasons that the Department of Justice will have to explain, they introduced a third step in it, which isn't in other EU countries, and that's where the backlog is. There are literally thousands of people waiting years, and not months, but years, for a decision on their whether they're going to be given leave to remain. They're in direct provision centres while they're awaiting that decision. I've asked how many people are waiting in every month since the lifetime of this government. I've asked that several weeks ago. The Minister for Justice couldn't even tell me, even though it's her responsibility to determine those applications. And therein is the problem. I mean, if you have more and more and more people entering a process, unless you have the same amount of people coming out of the process, unless you have the same amount of determinations, be they negative or positive, at the end of that application process, well, then you're going to have to provide more and more and more accommodation. And there's a huge backlog building up in the Department of Justice that they seem... they don't have, seem to have any handle on the problem,
well,
because they can't even say how many people, they can't even say how many people are waiting
for
determination.
There may be movement on that today, because separately the Justice Minister Helen McEntee did announce that the government is to opt in to the EU Migration and Asylum Pact. Now, she said legislation is going to be put forward for legally binding timeframes to make quicker decisions on IP applications and appeals. Yes. And if people are here illegally, efficient returns will happen.
That may be the case, but the asylum application, the application for international protection is governed by EU law. So that's an application process and an appeal process. But then the additional step that the Irish Department of Justice added in legislation that was, by the way, rammed through the Dáil in a couple of hours by Francis Fitzgerald, is not governed by EU law, is not part of EU law. So that's unaffected. I mean, we don't have a huge problem at the moment with the first and second step of the process that's governed by EU law. That's relatively fast. The big backlog is the additional part of the process that the Department of Justice added on that's not governed by EU law. So, I mean, I'd like to see the detail of what's proposed, because it's, you know, this government and many governments are very good at making announcements, but it's actually implementing them, actually putting a process in place that works and that adheres to the goals. I mean, goals are one thing, adhering to them is another thing. And that's where the government is falling down and has fallen down during the entire lifetime of this
government. And that points to, Timmy Dooley, the government's capability or capacity to deliver this major revamp of 14,000 state-owned beds. Given past performance, do you think the public accepts that you are capable?
Well, whether the public accepts it or not, the only way that we can address it is to get on and do it, and show the public that we're serious about addressing this situation, because the current model, as I said, is broken. Some of that clearly is as a result of the significant increase, as I mentioned, because of what happened with Russia invading Ukraine, and the significant fourfold increase in those seeking international protection in the aftermath of that. So that does need to get addressed. Yeah. But I think going back
but
to the point
that
Michael
why didn't this happen a year ago, for example?
Yeah, well, look, it didn't.
Why not?
And it's unfortunate that it didn't. Well, I can't answer that for you, but I mean, it's unfortunate that it didn't. It didn't happen. The reality is that there's a plan in place now that the government are working towards delivering, and that's what we have to focus on.
Is there a plan, though? I mean, how granular, how detailed is the plan? For example, the plan to accommodate asylum seekers or international protection applicants in commercial office buildings, for example, and change the use. Will the government buy or rent those buildings?
Well, that'll be a decision for some agency of the government, and I suspect that'll be the Office of Public Works. I don't know, but you know, some department will have to take responsibility. Some action then gets kicked into place. The monies are set aside, and somebody goes and does it. If they don't, well, then that's a dereliction of their responsibility.
So there is no detailed plan as of yet for stuff like that. Is
decision
that
has been taken. The decision has been taken by government today. I expect an action plan to follow from that. I expect this to be debated in the Dáil and the Senate over the coming weeks, and I expect that there will be, as I said, a significant action plan to make this happen.
Will we see international protection applicants housed in commercial buildings, for example, before the end of the year?
I don't know that, but I would expect that that will happen. If they're not, the reality is that they're going to be on the sides of the streets. And I don't think that that's appropriate or one that we can accept either from the perspective of those seeking asylum or for the communities that find themselves having to tolerate people using their streets outside their doors as toilets. That's not acceptable.
If they're not, Timmy, do you accept that this plan will not be implemented before the end of the lifetime of this government?
No, I think this plan has to be implemented within the lifetime of this government. This isn't something that you publish and produce and expect it somehow to be magically enforced. It does require action, and it will be down to certain departments to make it happen. And of course, that's a necessity.
Michael, there's a year to go in this government. Will it happen?
I don't believe so. But you know, just to return to this EU plan that's going to provide all the magic solutions. I mean, we're already signed up to the Dublin III regulation, which means that you can return people to the first country in which they arrived in the EU or the first country in which they claimed asylum. Because of our geographic location, very few people arrive in Europe. That the first point of arrival in Europe is Ireland. It's very, very few. So there's already a system in place. Now, in 2023, the Department of Justice transferred three people. Other countries are transferring hundreds, if not thousands, of people weekly and monthly. We seem unable to operate our systems. It's not that there aren't systems that could be operated, it's that we cannot operate a system to process asylum claims, to process leave to remain claims, and to accommodate people who have to be accommodated while those processes are ongoing. So unless we can speed up those processes, we're going to have more, whether it's 14,000, 28,000 or 56,000, all of those spaces are going to be filled unless the government can speed up the process. And it has to be fast, it has to be fair, and it has to be humane. Nobody's saying that you turn back human beings that are seeking a better life, but you do have to have a robust system in place. And as I say, if it's not fair and humane, it'll be challenged legally. And up to now, the government have failed to put such a system in place.
Okay, really briefly, can I ask you to respond to this texter, Timmy Dooley? So the government can build houses, etc., on state land for people coming into Ireland, but they won't do it for all the homeless people in Ireland. What's the response to that?
Well, they're not building houses on state land. They're talking about building modular units that are, in my view, temporary in nature. The government, at another level, is rolling out various different schemes and programmes to building houses every day of the week. We see it, Michael and I know full well what's happening in our own constituency. Not fast enough, not quick enough, and there are issues around planning permissions, which we talked about earlier. These are temporary modular units, and it's talking about the conversion of buildings to get people off the streets, quite frankly. If that texter believes that it's appropriate for people to be on the streets, I don't, and I don't think the government does. And there is a combined approach here. We've got to address the shortage of housing, which has been through the Department of Housing. On a daily basis, we see new efforts and new schemes, and money's being set aside. And the government has done an exceptional amount in that regard. And we do need to address those two from an asylum perspective about getting them off the streets.
Okay. Timmy Dooley of Fianna Fáil and Michael McNamara, Independent TD. Thank you both very much indeed.